The aristic county town of Bancroft reverted to an unorganized territory a year ago after aging taxpayers found themselves trapped between escalating municipal costs and a stagnant valuation. Now, two more aristic county towns would like to do the same. On Wednesday, a legislative panel gave initial approval to one request but denied another, saying they're concerned about a possible domino effect. A.J. Higgins reports.
At a town meeting in Bath Thursday evening, Governor Paul LePage was asked what the state can do to hold down local property taxes when local education costs go up. And the governor answered as he usually does.
We are a home rule state. Home rule means local control.
In other words, there's not much state government can do because it's up to cities and towns to take charge of their own financial destinies. But what happens when a town suddenly decides that it's just too hard to run itself?
We had no people other than volunteers running the town, and we had no idea what was going on.
Diane Cassidy drove more than 200 miles from Cary Plantation to Augusta this week to make the case before the legislature's state and local government committee that after 121 years, the town was ready to call it quits and revert back to an unorganized territory. Another Aroostook County town, Oxbow Plantation, was also seeking a status change. In both cases, residents cited aging populations, declining per capita income, stagnant valuations, rising highway maintenance costs, and, above all, accelerating education expenses that are driving property taxes through the roof. While the median property valuation assessment hovers in Maine at around $14.50 per thousand, the number in Cary Plantation has hit $25. And Cassidy says it's only going to get worse.
We expect to be over $30 per thousand before the deorganization is complete.
But by becoming an unorganized territory, or UT, the burden would be eased, since the average UT rate in Maine is around $7 per thousand. The unorganized township's road maintenance costs would be divided among other unorganized towns in the county, and education expenses would be divided among all of the unorganized townships in the state. Lawmakers listened to arguments from both communities and quickly voted in favor of Oxbow's application. But the case of Cary Plantation, with about 200 residents and 20 school-aged children, posed some problems for Marcia McGinnis, the state's fiscal administrator for the unorganized territory. She took no official position in her testimony before the committee, but warned,
"If successful, Cary Plantation will be the largest municipality to deorganize in the state of Maine, and its success will encourage larger and larger communities to deorganize."
Although it has recently withdrawn from the SAD 70 school district in Hodgdon, Cary residents have agreed to pay tuition to Hodgdon for their children's education. McGinnis says if Cary were allowed to deorganize, the rising costs of the district would have to be picked up by the remaining towns, such as Haynesville and New Limerick.
Other members of that MSAD number 70 have approached us informally. Once this community deorganizes, they will lose the state subsidy, and that MSAD number 70 will have to make that subsidy up. So it is a self-perpetuating kind of cost escalation on the remaining members that will probably destabilize that school district.
Committee members cited those factors and what some said was an inadequate financial analysis by the applicants as reasons for voting against Cary's application. But they invited town residents to return next year to make another case. Kai Libby, Cary's first assessor, says he and other deorganization supporters were disappointed by the vote. And he wonders if the town can hold out for another year.
I have to go to the town now and get them to sign off on monies to pay the bills. And I don't know, they may not.
In which case, lawmakers on the state and local government committee could be hearing from Cary Plantation much sooner instead of later. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.